Let's face it, parenting is the most important job on earth. Every day presents a stack of different challenges, and more often than not, the answer is outside of the box. On this podcast, we will offer proven strategies, interview pioneers in education, give insights into how to be successful parents, and even share our imperfect experiences of being parents ourselves. We're all in on this journey, and we will span the globe to find out what is working and who has the answers. This is the Sound Foundations for Parenting podcast. Here are your hosts, Darren McCarthy and Brian Powers.
Darren, what's going on?
What's going on, Mr. Brian?
Today, you are speaking to Diane Malik. Diane, I'm sorry I missed this one.
Yeah, we've been trying to get somebody to talk about movement for a while, and yep. we finally landed a good one.
Yeah, and she is, you know, experienced professional and trainer with Brain Gym. And you guys, really got into... you know, in movement and how important it is.
Yeah, Diane was interesting because I reached out to her because I've been wanting to get somebody to talk about Brain Gym. Mm-hmm. And because it's a really practical movement type program that parents can do at home. And there's a small book that has like exercises, you know, brain buttons, and you know, you're touching this part of your body and it gets better breath. And then there's, you know, warm-ups with your ears and these little tactics sure. that are really good right now, especially because your kids are on a break. It's like, what do they do while they're on the break? Well, this is a good way to kind of get their systems back up and going again. And so there's all these strategies. And, you know, what I liked about her is she actually got up in the middle of the video and started showing me some of these strategies. So I think it's a real hands-on kind of thing. And then she also has, not only the Brain Gym piece, but she also has a program called Brain Moves, which Brain Gym isn't available yet for preschool kids. So she kept, you know, working with kids that were kind of that age, and she wanted to come up with a system for them to use.
Sure.
What I didn't realize is that Brain Gym is an extensive network of individuals, and I just knew the program because we implemented it in our practice, but also, you know, I had the books and I was kind of sharing that with parents, but there's a training program and there's tiered up trainings. And so, you know, she was recommending you start with that one day training as a practitioner and you can implement all these things. But as a parent, you would talk to her, and which the difference that I learned from her is that it can be tailored.
Sure.
So if you have a child that's dealing with attentional challenges, use these exercises. If you're having a child that's like I say, not having good motivation and so on and so forth, use these exercises. So it really, that's where she really kind of turned me on to a whole different mindset. Because I didn't realize, I just thought you had the exercises, you start to implement them as you go, not realizing that it can be, you know, super tailored.
It harkens back to one size fits one.
Fits one, absolutely. Yeah,
we keep going back to that statement. I don't know. We should ask for the rights to use it.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and I believe I have one of the books over here right behind me. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
She is... Well, I have to hand it to her. And again, I'm sorry I missed this this interview, but we had her and had to get it done. But sounds like she, in her 20s, came from a world that we're in on our day jobs and then decided to kind of be, go in a different direction. And now she's, you know, doing things, creating things out of necessity. So
yeah, and this is the second individual that I've met. I met another gentleman today who does movement that has a background in psychology. And so she was heavily into, that was her career, that was the path that she was taking. And then she was introduced to a professional that did the movement, and she started to make that connection, you know, that movement is vital when it comes to learning and all of these other things. And so this is all she does. Wow. And she had some tremendous testimonials about, you know, changing some lives just based on these movement. And it's all about doing the right thing at the right time for the right duration. And, you know, we always talk about that, you know, time, intensity, and duration. And that's the way she falls right in line, exactly what she's doing. So let's get to it. We'll get started with Diane Malik, the owner of Brain Gym Plus and the developer of Brain Moves.
Awesome. Sounds great. Let's do it.
Today, we are here with Diane Malik from Brain Integration Therapies and Brain Moves. And we're excited to talk about the body because we haven't had a good chance to talk about movement and the importance of movement and learning. So I'm excited right now.
I'm excited too. I love talking about Brain Gym and Brain Moves, which are both brain integration therapies.
And you have an interesting background. So maybe you can give us a little bit of your background, how you got here and from where you were, because they were not quite on the same page, those two places, right?
No, this is my second career. I decided to become a psychotherapist when I was 40. And I went through school, I got my master's degree, I was doing my internship. And I was working in an AIDS clinic with AIDS patients who also had mental health diagnoses. Some of them had been in therapy for 15 years, and they still couldn't do it. They couldn't progress past a certain point. And I was thinking, why is this such a problem? Why is this so difficult? And I had other clients that weren't AIDS patients. You know, I had some women that came to the clinic, that type of thing. They were all just stuck. And I thought, this is weird. No one ever talked about this in school. So in a master's program, they don't talk about learning disabilities very much. They don't talk about processing problems, auditory processing problems, visual processing problems, just general processing problems. And I started suspecting there's learning disabilities going on, because what, therapy's learning, right?
Right.
Basically what it's about, there's a lot else that goes on in terms of the relationship, but these people just weren't getting anywhere. So a friend of mine who was an acupuncturist and a massage therapist suggested Brain Gym. And I went and did a session, and I thought, I have to get licensed in this. This works so well. And Brain Gym's for learning disabilities. It's for being used in the schools. And that's generally when I'm teaching people, that's what I teach. How to fix, you know, work with problems like dyslexia, problems with reading, writing, comprehension, focus. But we get a lot of ADHD, ADD, autism, Asperger's, even kids with cerebral palsy. And parents they don't get access in the schools to movement-based integration therapies like Brain Gym. So I've researched a lot, and Brain Gym is one of the best out there. What I did after I got out of my internship is I started my own private practice, and I was doing almost exclusively Brain Gym, even with my adult clients.
Wow.
Because they couldn't learn, and we were fixing. They couldn't hear what I was saying or integrate what I was saying, or they just couldn't take it out in the world. A lot of it was because of fear. So one of the big things that Brain Gym and Brain Moves, which is for preschoolers, Brain Gym's for school-aged and up, but we help people get out of the limbic system, the primitive part of their brain, that freeze, fight, or flight area, the emotional area, the part that creates stress. When children and adults are stressed, they can't learn.
Right.
About 80 to 95% of what they hear does not get processed and integrated into the brain. So what Brain Gym does is they focus on getting the child ready, for giving them the physical skills so they can learn. So if a child is weak upper body, or they have reflexes stuck on in their hands so that they can't, this gets weak after a while. You know, if you're going to punch someone, you want it nice and strong. But it's that reflex is supposed to turn off. The grasping reflex is supposed to turn off. If they don't, then those hands become weak and they have trouble with writing. A lot of kids can't cross between the left and right sides of their brain. There's something called the corpus callosum that runs between the two sides of the brain, and they're not making the connections between there. With Brain Gym, we don't really have to figure out why. There isn't any judgment. There isn't any diagnosis. It's just, let's fix it. Let's look at the child and what their problems are, what issues they're having, what challenges they have, and do the appropriate Brain Gym or Brain Moves movements that will help them. It works really well, and it works really fast because it's natural. We're imitating developmental movements that babies do naturally.
Right.
In order to
Yeah, so you use that word movement, and I think we should talk a little bit about what that means in terms, like in practical terms.
Right? In practical terms, we are using development. We are actually we have created specific movements that are similar to developmental movements that create new neural pathways in the baby's brain. The way that a baby in utero and for the first few months of life learns, a big part of that is through movement. So for example, when the baby is sucking his thumb in utero, he's doing a lot of things, but he's also creating neural pathways for speech later on. If he misses that in utero, he may have trouble with speech later on because it's like building the foundation. The limbic system says move this way, like punch at the umbilical cord, or pull yourself up as a baby, pull yourself up and start seeing if you can stand on your own using your own muscles, or crawl.
Yeah, that's what I was really going to talk about crawling and the, you know, you get a parent who's super excited because their child skipped the stage of crawling. And we know from our background how important crawling is. So let's talk a little bit about that a little bit further, because it's a vital piece, like you said, to exploration of space, movement, you know, bilateral integration, you know, and all of the importance of crawling and brain, both programs probably have something related to crawling, correct?
Right. Each movement, I don't know if you can see my chart, but Brain Gym has the cross crawl. So it's basically, cross crawl is a contralateral movement, which means you don't actually cross the middle of your body when you move. With Brain Gym, they've exaggerated, so we're crossing over the middle of the body. And I can demonstrate it for you. I can just move a little here. So we're actually just touching here and touching here. You can also do it more simply so that you're working here, but the point is to cross the middle of the body so that when we use that movement, it's exaggerating the crawling reflex, and it's also helping those cross-lateral neural pathways to happen. Excellent. So right side of the brain is supposed to control the left side of the body. Left side of the brain is supposed to control the right side of the body. That often doesn't happen. When we use movements similar to developmental movements, mm-hmm. we can create those cross-lateral neural pathways.
Well, I think what we're noticing more and more is that because it seems simple, parents don't necessarily buy in. But I think what you tied there that's vital is that if it's tied to development, it can be simple, right, to do, you know, the strategy.
Well, it should be simple, especially for these kids, because everything's hard for them.
Right, right.
Everything they do is hard. And it's not just reading and writing. Their self-esteem gets affected really early on. Their confidence gets affected really, really early on. And those are the things that they'll carry with them through life. They develop ways of compensating that are very complicated and difficult when we can just do some simple movements and help them think better. And I could talk for hours about stories of clients where just in 10 minutes, I see a difference in them. In the next session, I see a huge difference. I've worked with psychotherapy clients that normally would be in therapy for kids that have, you know, really serious mental health diagnoses that would be in therapy for like 2, 3, 4 years or in an inpatient program, and they're with me for 6 months. Their parents can do Brain Gym with them at home. I show the parents how to do the Brain Gym with them at home. For the more complicated issues, I prefer to work with them because I assess as I work, and parents aren't necessarily trained, but I can just give a parent a list of 6 movements and say, just do these every night before bed, your child will sleep better.
And it works well because it's developmentally appropriate and it's something that the kid will buy into, right? I mean,
most kids love it. Mm-hmm. If it's too hard to do, they won't want to do it because no one wants to do something that's hard. So we're careful when you use Brain Gym that we choose movements that they can do. And there's a variety of movements that are homolateral, ones that are using the midline of the body where we're just like holding and massaging. Mm-hmm. And there's ones that are cross-lateral. With children who have challenges, I always work with the cross-lateral ones last. Even though we're doing homolateral and midline movements, we're still creating cross-lateral neural pathways because we're imitating those developmental reflexes. One of the things that BrainGym really talks about recently in the last 10 years or so is that we're developing the physical skills of learning. And it's something that the conventional schools don't really get, is that children have to be able to sit up. They have to be able to have their chin tucked in. They have to be able to have good posture. They have to be able to have the strength in their hands. They have to be able to sit still in order to learn. If they can't do those physical things for whatever reason, then they're not going to be able to learn easily. So we want to make sure that the heads, you know, we have postural alignment, and we give the child the best chance for learning as well, if that makes sense. With different movements do different things for kids. And turning off those reflexes, like the stress reflexes that are stuck on, are really, really important.
So there's a couple of things that I think of right away. One is that it's not the type of program where you buy the book as a parent and you just do it. It should be more tailored, right, through a practitioner?
You can. Uh-huh. You can buy this book, and let me take out my notes, and it will describe, mine's a little marked up from teaching, it'll describe how to do the movement and what it does for you. We have a whole class for this book. It's called mm-hmm. BrainGym 104, okay. And people can do it, some do it, but in terms of choosing which movement to use, that we do something different if we're working on a child's ability to listen than we do if we're working on their ability to focus and pay attention or to sit still. There's different reasons why a child gets up and runs out of the room. He has reflexes stuck on, his muscles are in contraction, he has to move. He's stressed and he has to move. That's just a natural reaction. So a lot of people are beating themselves up over, why am I having trouble with my kids? Why am I not a good parent? Am I not a good teacher? The answer is no, our world's different. We just need to help these children differently, and they need to move longer than the kids, say, of my generation or your generation had to move. Mm-hmm. Usually by the time a child is age 6, they don't need to move to learn anymore. They should be able to sit at a desk, read and write, look at the blackboard, listen to the teacher talk. Mm-hmm. But many kids today can't do that. They have to move. And recess and lunch breaks aren't enough for them. So BrainGym can be done at your desk. Uh-huh. And you can do just one simple movement, and it'll help improve your focus. I've seen it many, 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 many times, but you need to know which movement. So I always say, read the book. If you don't want to take a class yet, you're not sure, go ahead and read the book, uh-huh. and then take a class if it resonates with you, and get trained in how to use it. There's BrainGym 101 that is a little more comprehensive, and it's a 24-hour class. And then there's BrainGym 104, which is a 16-hour class that just goes into the movements in depth about what each one does. And it just depends on how you want to use BrainGym, what you want to learn, how you learn, that type of thing. But you can use BrainGym several times a day. Again, the stories are amazing. I've had experiences with autistic kids that don't say a word, and we do some BrainGym with him one day, and he likes it. And then his mom says, this is a child who's nonverbal. And his mom says, what would you like for breakfast? And he says, cereal, mommy. First time he's ever talked. So all we did was relax those reflexes, get those muscles out of contraction. So we freed up his brain for learning and speaking. If you're running away from a tiger in the Siberian jungle as a caveman, you're not going to be talking, you're running. That's what you're concentrating on, is survival. And it's obviously not that serious in terms of the children today, but it is survival for them. It's a matter of life and death. That's how their brain records it, that they just are busy trying to be in the moment, be in the situation, be in the classroom, and there isn't a lot of room for anything else.
So is there a connection to language in this type of program where you'll say, take your right hand, push it onto your left knee, take your left hand? Are there walking through that, or is it more of a motoric than auditory?
I always demonstrate and do the movements with my clients, and I talk about it. With children, I'll usually say something like, let's do the cross crawl to get the left and right side of your brains talking to each other. I'll give them a really simple explanation because getting that language in helps it work better. It just sort of helps the brain a little bit more. It's like, oh, okay, that's what I'm doing. Especially for those kids that are quote unquote wired differently. Mm-hmm. So I'll say, let's do brain buttons. I have one hand on my chest, one hand on my belly button, and let's just massage our chest so that we can think more clearly because we're getting more oxygen into our brain through the arteries that run up into our brain. So I keep it very, very simple. And, you know, in my classes, we're talking about two or three pages of reasons why it works.
Right.
A chiropractor could write books about why it works. So could an acupuncturist or a physical therapist. It's strangely taken from a lot of disciplines. There's a lot of reasons why it works, but the most important thing is that it works.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we always talk about the, you know, do you need to know how your cell phone works? You just pick it up and make a call, you know, and you can go so deep into this kind of thing. But I mean, ultimately, you highlighted why it works because it's developmental and because it's movement and because kids will do it because it's, well, it's fun.
It is fun and it feels good. And my personal philosophy is start simple and have the child be successful every single time. Don't give them a cross-lateral move when they movement when they can't cross midline very easily. So a lot of children can't cross midline, and we don't just have this lateral midline that's the left and right side of our body. We have this midline that's our waistline, which Brangen calls the centering midline. A lot of kids can't connect what's going on with the upper part of their body with the lower parts of their body. There's also a midline that runs front to back. So a lot of kids don't know what's going on in the front of their bodies as well as the back of their body. So brain gym also increases awareness of all those midlines and has movements that help you cross those midlines and connect those midlines as well.
So if you're a parent and you're wondering, well, is that my child? Are there a couple of trigger points where that were when you're looking at the midline and then they have difficulty, is there something they should be observing?
The thing I like about brain gym is I don't have to know a whole lot of history.
Okay.
You know, kids don't like to talk about their problems. Parents are usually pretty tired of talking about the problem. Right. They just want to fix it. But I can look at their bodies and I can see what movements they need. Also, if I'm told that they're having trouble with reading or writing or spelling or memory or test taking or focus or whatever, I also know there's certain movements that help with those type of things. But if I see a child who's kind of hunched over with their neck stuck out, I'm going to give them movements that help relax that neck and strengthen that neck. And there's movements to do that. I'm going to give them movements that are going to help strengthen this upper body. A lot of times children are hunched over because they have so many reflexes stuck on, survival and developmental. If developmental reflexes don't turn off when they're supposed to, then the child's muscles are in contraction. So that becomes weak and they can't hold their bodies up. So imagine being in a classroom in a chair that's already not very comfortable and having your hip muscles in contraction, your sacrum in contraction, your intestines contracted, your muscles in the top of your body contracted, your head sticking out, and your ears might be hurting and your eyes don't focus real well. And the teacher's asking you to do all this stuff. How successful are you going to be? You want to go home and go to bed, right?
Forget it.
And they're little kids, and they're trying to figure it out on their own. And teachers don't necessarily understand. When I go to talk to a group of children at a school, I'll always tell them, this isn't your fault. I know all of you are doing your best. I know you're all trying really, really, really hard. You're doing the best that you can. It's just that your brains and your bodies aren't talking to each other properly, and that makes it really, really hard to learn. But we'll strengthen your bodies, we'll make them more stable, and we'll help your brain work better. And it's really easy and fun to do.
Wow.
And kids perk right up at that.
Yeah, and the way you explained it, it really kind of, it resonates. It's easy. It's easier to understand, right? And it's not so much about, I say, that hypercriticism. It's more like this, well, this isn't working, let's make it work, you know?
Right. And when I work with, I'm sorry for interrupting. When I work with children and they can't do something, or if they're messing around, you know, just like not wanting to get into the work. I'll say, I won't say, I don't, we don't talk judgmentally in Brain Gym. We'll say something like, for some reason, this is hard for you to do that, this right now, mm-hmm. as in hand me the toy when I just asked for it. So we don't need to figure that out right now, but just so that we can continue, I'm going to help you. Is that all right? And that's language that they understand. It's like, okay, so there's some reason, I don't know what it is, and I'm not going to try to figure it out. All I want to do is help you get through this part so we can get to the other part. Then chances are you'll be able to pay attention and listen and participate on a better level after we've done the movements that we're going to be doing. So we take judgment out of it. We tell kids all the time, I've never met a child who isn't intelligent, and I've been doing this for over 20 years. They're all smart kids.
Right, and they have to learn that their best is good enough, right?
And their best is sometimes not good enough if they don't have the right tools. It's not good enough for school. Right. But their best is good enough in our eyes, in Brain Gym's eyes, because we know they're doing their best. It's just not helping them be successful in school.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course it does. My question was, like, right now, so we're in New York State, so we have a hybrid program, and either kids are in at home virtually learning part-time or at home virtually learning all the time. And so what I'm noticing with my own kids, I have an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, right? So I'm in the thick of it.
Not yet. Give it a few years.
But not yet, right? But what I'm noticing is when they take breaks, is there some kind of strategy that, or a couple of little exercises you could recommend to kind of get them to kind of wind up and wind down, so to speak, to get back into the program? Because usually if they're sitting through a lecture kind of thing, they go outside, they go into the lockers, they'll go to a different class, they're walking through the hallways. Now it's like they have 4 minutes in between, and then, you know, barely have enough time for water.
Right. So Brain Gym has something called PACE. Can you see that poster back there? I can bring it up closer. So it is drinking water. So you just drink some water. I'll demonstrate.
Excellent.
And you do, I'm just going to stand up to show you, and I'll talk my way through it so people that are listening can understand too. So as I adjust my computer screen so you can see all of me. So I'm putting one hand over my belly button, the other hand on my chest, and I'm massaging my chest. So I'm improving circulation in my legs. I'm relaxing reflexes that are stuck on in my legs. There's a big vein and artery that run down here. And I'm relaxing reflexes that are stuck on in my chest and my arms.
Mm-hmm.
Switch sides. I'm helping with left and right brain connections. I'm also helping the child develop awareness of the middle of their body. Then we cross crawl to get those left to right brain connections. And literally, it doesn't take any longer than what I'm doing now. It's like a minute or so.
Excellent.
And then we just do hookups. So I've crossed my ankles. I've crossed my wrists. I've turned my hands together. I'm clasping my hands, and I pull it up and rest it on my chest. So this is imitating the developmental reflex. It's the position that a baby's in the last few months in utero. It's very, very calming. And it helps ensure that we're making those left to right brain connections, and also throughout the body.
Mm-hmm.
And we just unhook it all. This will help with fine motor skills. And then they can go back to work.
Excellent.
So I also have the same thing with Startup for bringing this for the preschoolers. And I'll just bring it a little closer.
Yeah, that's great.
And there's 6 movements in here, but this is for the koala bears for hearing. The ducklings for relaxing your feet and your legs, so you get those big muscles, those out of contraction. The monkey is imitating that developmental reflex the baby does before they crawl, where they're crawling on just one side and pulling themselves along the floor. The parrot helps with bringing energy into the frontal lobes of the brain, and also relaxing reflexes stuck on in the neck. This is similar to brain buttons. The owl. The bear cub is just a big hug they give themselves, but similar to what we do in hookups. So this is something that the preschoolers can do. And I use stuffed animals with the little kids so that they can have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great.
Playing with the different stuffed animals. So I actually had the stuffed animals demonstrate the movement so they could take a little play break.
That's nice. That's great. Yeah, and people are, you know, it's either play or work. And this, it seems to me to be kind of a combination.
Well, there's other things parents can do too. Like they can, if they have the space, they can set up Brain Gym stations. Brain Gym also has flashcards. Brain Moves has flashcards where the child can go through and pick their own movements, which ones they want to do. There's a sense of accomplishment there. Is that, okay, I picked up the cross crawl. I did it. I'm putting it here. My to-do pile is getting smaller and my did pile is getting bigger. And children have a real sense of accomplishment when they do that too. So there's all you can, but you can also set up Brain Gym stations where you go over here and you look at the X. That's one of the Brain Gym movements. You go over here and you do lazy eights. That's a Brain Gym movement. And certain classrooms just set it up all along their classroom. So if the child needs to get up to move, they can actually walk over to the station, do the movement, and then come back. And we're getting a little extra walking in there. Walking is always great. And it works really, really well for a lot of teachers that way.
Yeah, that just kind of accent, you know, highlights that the things that you're asking the kids to do is not that complicated. You know, you can have pictures and they can see what you just showed me is perfect. I mean, we can do that.
We can do that.
Yeah.
And with Brain Gym, some of the movements, I'll bring the chart a little closer so you can see it. Brain Gym has more movements, and what's really nice about Brain Gym, can you see that pretty well?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's nice about Brain Gym is there's movements that the little ones can do, like the 5-6-year-olds can do, and then there's versions that an older child might need to do. So this gravity glider, for example, is similar to the Energizer, but that one's easier.
You have to pull it up just a little bit. Okay, just yeah, there you go. Now I can see the gravity glider. Excellent.
So we're involving the hips and relaxing the hips and the muscles that can be in contraction in the hips here. With this, we're just working with the upper body. But we have cross crawl sit-ups, which can be easier for a younger child to do than doing the actual cross crawl. So there's a nice mixture in here. And when I teach my classes, I always give variations for the movements that are harder that people with special needs might need to do, or children who are delayed or challenged in some way. So we don't have to, as I showed you with the cross crawl, you don't necessarily have to put your elbow to your knee. You can just touch it.
Uh-huh.
Or you can start out just touching one side. That's how we start learning movement, is by using one-sided movements. And then the child will get stronger and they'll be able to cross over later on. But I never ask a child to do something that's too hard for them. I always think of a variation. I just never, ever, ever. I want the child to be successful every time that they do Brain Gym so that they don't resist and they have fun with it.
Mm. How many movements are there? It seems like there's hundreds.
Well, in Brain Gym, there's 26 in the Brain Gym 101 system. In Brain Moves, there's 20. Start up and pace up or take pace are taken out of the main systems.
Okay.
This is what most people use. Brain Gym has a lot of classes. They have like a class for vision called Vision Circles. It's for older children and adults, basically.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of imagery that you use and that type of thing that younger children may not be able to do. They also take a lot of things from Touch for Health and other disciplines. They have something called the seven-dimension in-depth balance, but that's not for children.
Uh-huh.
That's for older, you know, for teenagers and adults. So the nice thing about Brain Gym that I like a lot is that you only have to learn those 26 movements, and it's not hard to do.
Right.
So
let's talk about you for a second, right? So you teach the Brain Gym class, correct?
I teach Brain Gym 101, Brain Gym 104, and then Brain Gym 110, which teaches people how to teach 104. Okay. So I'm a licensed Brain Gym teacher and consultant. That means I took about 278 hours of classes in order to get licensed. Brain Gym has now a movement facilitator track where you can just take those three classes I just mentioned and get a license as a movement facilitator. But you don't have to have that license to use Brain Gym in the classroom or at home. All you need is Brain Gym 101 or Brain Gym 104, or both if you're interested in getting in-depth information.
Okay, and then on top of that, you actually see clients now?
I do. I've been seeing clients since, I don't know, 20 years now. So I've worked in Portland, in the San Francisco Bay Area, the Boulder area in Colorado, and I'm in Ohio now.
And you, so your clients are local mostly?
No, all over the world.
Okay.
Brain Gym only does online now until COVID's no longer a threat. So we have classes sometimes with people at 2:30 in the morning. They're in China.
Oh boy.
Getting up to take their Brain Gym classes. But there's people all over the world who offer classes. There's a lot of licensed people like me. And we listed on the Brain Gym website what our classes are. And there's a lot of upper level classes because, as I mentioned, you have to take almost 300 hours in order to get a license. But honestly, it is all you need is one class. And when people take a class from me, I make sure they leave knowing how to use it. We practice, we do fun activities, and I use the Brain Gym materials, but I also have written my own to make sure that people have reference tools that are very easy to use. Charts, we practice filling out charts. We practice, we role play. We do a lot of things to make sure that they can use Brain Gym right away. And I always usually get an email after I've taught a class from someone saying, oh my gosh, the difference is huge already. It's just been 2 days and the teacher's asking me to show the whole class. Type of thing. It's the effects are immediate. Doesn't mean you have to continue working with it. I think people should do Brain Gym all throughout their child's school career because things are always changing. A child changes so much developmentally and what they're asked to do from one class to the next. And adults too. I use Brain Gym every single day, not only when I'm working with the people, but in my own personal life. Life is stressful. I mean, just physically stressful. We're looking at the computer all day. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of traffic. You want to get that physical stress out of your body. You want to keep your body as healthy and strong as possible. And Brain Gym does that. I haven't found anything that works as well.
Yeah, I was kind of punching myself when you were doing the exercise. I'm like, why am I not? You know, it's been like 10 years since I've done Brain Buttons. I'm like, why, you know?
Right. So people sometimes forget, or people being people, is that they wait until it gets to be really serious before they start looking for help. Because I used to work with people with very serious mental illnesses and depression, schizophrenia, bipolar illness, what used to be known as multiple personality disorder, OCD, all ages, and half an hour on the phone and they're good. You know, I'll keep checking in on them, but never had to hospitalize anyone, never had to, do any kind of intervention other than maybe say, sit in my office while I do my next client, while I work with my next client, and I'll change my schedule around and we'll do another session with you. That's like about the most extreme it's ever gotten, because people are, they get stuck in that limbic system and they can't use the frontal lobes of their brain. But I've had children with OCD that in one session, the difference is amazing. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing, the difference. Like, they're chewing on their shirt, just talking about Mr. Germ, and they can't even look at me. And by the end of the session, the shirt's out of their mouth, the wet spot's drying, they're using their hands, they're being expressive, they're participating, and they can say their goals very, very clearly. They can say the word Mr. Germ without being terrified.
Amazing. So the other piece is your Brain Moves, your program that came out of seeing that preschool kids need to move as well, right?
Yes. I get a lot of preschool teachers who take classes from me. And so I teach them variations on Brain Gym 101, but it's a little challenging because you don't have the pictures. You don't, it's a little harder to do the variation and remember the variation, even though I write everything down. So I created this system, and we have the cartoon illustrations of the animal characters, and they're done in a way so the children can remember, like the koala bear has big ears, so we're working on our ears. The duck has big feet, so we're pointing and flexing our feet. So, because preschool teachers are always calling me and wanting to have their own system. Mm-hmm. And the best I've ever been able to do is just give them variations. So I just said, COVID's here. It's time. I was hoping I could just sell the idea to someone, a toy company.
Yeah.
And have, you know, who had the resources to really do it right, to make the stuffed animals that look like them, that type of thing. But I just decided kids need it now. So I'm just going to do this. And
good. That's good for you.
So we're getting that out there too. I've taught several school districts, the brain news movements, and I've used the system on adults and they get really good results too. So that's nice.
Yeah, that's excellent. No, it's been, I'm really glad we had an opportunity to talk to you. This is the kind of thing that we're trying to share with our parents, that there's a lot of things that they can do that they're not aware of. And not everything is a difficult thing, as long as it's you're doing it at the right time and you're doing it the right way. And so, you know, how do they get a hold of you? Do they go to braingymplus.com?
Yes. And they'll get, if they have a preschool, it'll redirect them to my other website for preschoolers. And the classes are listed on there. They can schedule a one-to-one session. I offer a free 30-minute consultation. If you need longer, I won't charge you. If they have any questions, I'll answer any questions they have and help them decide what's best for them. When I teach parents, I make sure we don't talk about using it in the classroom. We talk about using it at home.
Right.
Absolutely. So that it's applicable to them as well.
And we're going to have a link on our website from our resources page directly to yours, so they can find out how to do this. I see you have a blog too, so I'm sure that, you know, you've got some exercises on there that they can do. And
actually, no, but stories, success stories.
Oh, excellent. Okay, great. So, well, we saw some exercises. Now they got something to do as soon as they watch this, so we're good.
Right, so that's actually a good idea. I can, Brain Gym is copyrighted, so I can't put news on there. So I'll put startup on there.
Excellent.
In the next few days for the preschoolers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll just have to make a video of that.
you do it so fast and easy, it's not going to be a problem.
I don't know, I'm not technically the greatest. I was not born in the computer age.
you're active and you could tell you're passionate about it, so we really appreciate your time, and we're going to spread the word for you and let parents know that you're out there. Okay,
well, it makes me happy when people can, I appreciate that, because Brain Gym makes such a difference. No child needs to suffer.
Absolutely.
Good families stuff. Don't need to suffer. Family time is supposed to be happy, wonderful time.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us, Diane. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Sound Foundations for Parenting podcast with your hosts, Darren and Brian. Find them on social media at Sound Foundations for Parenting. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on the Sound Foundations for Parenting podcast.